Happy Easter, everybody. I'm Keith Newberry, one of the elders here, and I'll be giving the Easter message. I wanted to kind of reflect and kind of build up of what has been happening in my life, how that led to creating the Easter message today of Rejoice Why. So I just want to start with Palm Sunday. I was in Panama on Palm Sunday. I did listen to the service here, but during Palm Sunday, I reflected upon Jesus entering Jerusalem as a king. Then I reflected upon the Last Supper. And this Friday, we actually here shared the story of Jesus, his betrayal by Judas, his beatings, the torture, the humiliation, and all of the agony that he took on, culminating with his crucifixion and his death on the cross. So as I was going through this, all these ideas are racing through my mind. I was in Panama for a week. It was 90 degrees, beautiful every day. But I was there during Holy Week, and I got to witness firsthand celebrations leading up to Easter. I'm going to say there are multiple processions, parades, with the whole city, thousands of people coming together. As I prepared this message, I thought about one float. One float carried by 50 men with Jesus on the cross. One float out of many, but that one float reflected upon me. And seeing a whole city, Panama, the whole city, the country coming together in the old city during Holy Week to tell the story of Jesus and took place. I reflected on the current and past events, what's happening in our country, our world, not only today, but in Jesus' time. We live in a broken world. When Jesus died, the world went dark. Followers of Jesus mourned a sinless man, the Son of God, that was sent to death for my sins, for your sins. All of this was prophesied, and Jesus himself taught this in the Gospels. But that's not the end of the story. Praise God. That's why we celebrate a risen Savior on Easter. And that led to me kind of creating this message as I was celebrating my daughter getting married in Panama. It was such a rejoiceful time. But I thought about Easter. So I kind of, the celebration of my daughter's wedding and the elegance and the fun and the coming together in a new life led me to this message today of Rejoice Why. So Easter's a time of what? It's a time of hope. It's a time of joy. It's a time of a new life. The upcoming spring. Yes, I look forward to spring. The flowers preparing to bloom. Maybe not this month, maybe next month. But more importantly, a fresh start in our lives. Maybe for some of you, Easter is more about getting together with family. Fonder current memories of hunting for Easter eggs. I can distinctly remember coloring Easter eggs and food coloring. And that's one of my colors today was purple. Maybe it's an Easter meal with friends, family. How about somebody new? Thank you to everybody who put on the Easter breakfast this morning. Thank you. Thank you for the worship team for preparing our hearts for worship. For others of us, it's about chocolate. Easter chocolate. Where's my chocolate Easter bunny? Maybe some of you like your chocolate with a raspberry or a cherry filling and that chocolate around the outside. For me personally, I like the chocolate with all the cherry and raspberry all mixed in together. And I couldn't help but think about how Stutz is integrated like that chocolate, all mixed in through and through our community. What a blessing. The other thing is Easter is more memorable when we share the story of a risen Savior with somebody new, a stranger. What it means to you to celebrate Easter. Perhaps there are those here or online, they're still seeking. Why? Why? Perhaps there are those who haven't stepped a foot in church in a long, long time. I used to be one of them. Maybe there are people listening that think that their current message or the message of Easter is irrelevant in today's times. I'll dispel that today. And let's dive right into why we all should rejoice this Easter. Please join me in an opening prayer. Heavenly Father, our hearts are filled with joy today as we celebrate Jesus' victory over death. Over death, we pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you be near each and every one of us and continue to guide us until we join you in celebration in heaven. May the love and joy we feel this morning stay with us the rest of our days and always. We lift up our military during this time and ask that you protect them from harm. We pray for our leaders of this land and ask that they discern your will, O God. We also pray for those who do not yet know Jesus, that they would knock at the door and receive your forgiveness and grace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So let's get into our scripture reading today. Matthew 28, I'm going to be reading from the NIV version, starting Matthew 28, verse 1 through 8. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he laid. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you in Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They come to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Another account from Luke 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered it, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men clothed that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hand of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." They then remembered his words. When they came back to the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Jonah, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the woman because their words seemed like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. So as I get into my message today, let's go to the next slide. Easter is one of the most joyful days in the Christian faith. Across the world, believers gather, churches filled with song, and voices proclaim, "Christ is risen." And the response comes back, "Thank you." But what if someone were to ask us one simple question? Why rejoice on this day? What would we say? Many people celebrate Easter with traditions, like eating chocolate. How about sunrise services, beautiful music, family gatherings with Easter eggs, meals, flowers, and celebrations? But I tell you, Easter is one of the greatest turning points in human history. And today we will answer a simple but powerful question of why Christians rejoice in Easter. So point one, the most important point, is the tomb is empty. Go back one slide. The tomb is empty. The first reason Christians rejoice is because the tomb is empty. Early on that first Easter morning, you read in the Bible, the women went to the tomb where Christ had been buried. They expected sorrow. They expected grief. They brought spices. They expected death, for Jesus had died. But instead, they heard these words. "He is not here. He is risen," from the Gospel of Luke. The stone was rolled away. The grave clothes were left behind. The most important thing is death was defeated. So this is why Easter is not simply about remembering a teacher or a martyr or a good person. Christianity is about worshiping a living Savior. He lives today. He lives in each and every one of us. The resurrection means that Jesus did not remain in the grave. The most powerful thing is he got up and walked out of it. And because the tomb is empty, our hearts, your hearts, can be filled with joy. So as I was kind of preparing this message, I was touched by an old pastor. He's gone to sit with Jesus in heaven, but Pastor S.M. Lockridge, in his message, the resurrection changes everything, and Sunday is here, so we can rejoice. Point two is, we rejoice today because God kept his promise. Throughout Jesus' ministry, Jesus told his followers he would rise again. In the Gospel of Matthew, looking at Matthew 16, verse 21, Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, be killed, on the third day be raised to life." At that time, the disciples struggled to understand. They couldn't comprehend it. To them, the cross looked like defeat. The burial looked like the end of their ministry. But Easter morning proves something even more powerful. God always keeps his word. What Jesus promised, he fulfilled. And the truth brings us hope. That is hope today. If God kept his promise about the resurrection, we can trust God's promises about forgiveness, about a new life. How about eternal life? And how about presence within us as we walk on this earth? Easter reminds us that God's promises never fail. Point number three, we rejoice because sin has been defeated. Easter is not only about victory over death, but it's victory over sin. It's over my sin. And the cross and the resurrection work together. On the cross, Jesus paid the price for my sin, your sin. And in the resurrection, God declared that the payment was complete. The Apostle Paul writes in the first epistle to the Corinthians, in Corinthians 15, verse 17, "If Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins." But the great news of this Easter and Easter is Christ has been raised. That means forgiveness is real. It means no matter our past, no matter our mistakes, and I've made plenty, no matter how far you may feel from God at this time, because of Easter, there is grace, there's forgiveness. And the resurrection declares that sin does not have the final word. God's mercy does. Thank you. Point four. We rejoice because death is not the end. One of the deepest fears in the human heart is the fear of death. But Easter and Christ living in us changes how I and we as Christians look at death forever. Jesus said in the Gospel of John 11, verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die." That's because Jesus rose from the grave and death is no longer a closed door. Our earthly death becomes a doorway to eternal life. The resurrection gives believers hope beyond this life. The grave is not the end of the story. as Paul Harvey would say. Because Jesus lives, we know that life with him continues forever. This is why Christians can rejoice even in the face of death. Our hope, my hope, is not in this world alone. Your hope, my hope, is in the living Christ. Amen. Point five. We rejoice because Jesus is alive today. Easter is not about something that occurred a long, long time ago and something that's irrelevant today. Easter is about celebrating a Savior that lives in each and every one of us today. Jesus is not just some historical figure that we read about in the history books. Jesus is our living Lord. He still saves. He still forgives. He still guides us. Yes, he strengthens us. And yes, he walks with his people. The resurrection means that our faith is not just a memory. It's a living relationship with Christ. And that truth that believers have gives us deep and lasting joy. So as I tried to bring some of this message today, why rejoice? First of all, the tomb is empty, praise God. God kept his promise, praise God. Sin is defeated, praise God. Death is not the end, praise God. And Jesus is alive today, praise God. Easter is a celebration of the greatest victory ever won. The cross shows Jesus' love, God's love for us. The resurrection shows God's power. And together, they show us the heart of the gospel. So today, once again, believers around the world, we say with joy, Christ is risen. And because he lives, we have hope, we have forgiveness, and we have life forever. This is why we rejoice. So as I kind of bring this to a close, maybe some are listening online or here today, what this Easter message means to you personally. Perhaps you want to follow a resurrected Jesus in the hope, forgiveness, and everlasting life that comes with a relationship with him. Perhaps you want to become a fresh bloom and a beautiful flower in God's kingdom. Yes, today can be that day. Maybe you've been holding back. Maybe you've been living for yourself. Maybe you're afraid. Trust me, I've been there. But now is the time to say, Jesus, I'm all in. I surrender it all. My plans, my fears, my life. Perhaps you need to ask Jesus to lead me and say, I will follow. Yes, today can be that day, right here, right now. If you have not yet established a relationship with Jesus, you can do this today. So please join me in a simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ is your Son, God, and that he died on the cross for my sins, that he rose again. I turn away from my sins and invite Jesus to come into my heart and to be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, God, for your unending grace, your endless grace, and for the gift of eternal life. Amen. If you prayed this for the first time, the leaders of our church would like to pray with you and help you on your journey. At this time, the first Sunday of the month, we celebrate communion. And we're going to celebrate communion this Easter Sunday and invite the music team to come forward. So as the ushers come forward. The first Sunday of the month, we celebrate communion at Stoutsonsville as believers in Christ. We celebrate open communion for those who have chosen to follow Christ. Christian communion, it's a time of remembrance and celebration. It symbolizes the unity of believers in the body of Christ. And the music will start as the ushers pass out the communion elements. We will all partake together. For those with children, I would just ask that the parents determine if your children have committed their lives to Christ and if they're ready to partake. So we will play a song. I will have a prayer for the bread and the cup, and we'll partake together. So with that, music team and ushers. Originated during the Last Supper, where Jesus initiated this practice by sharing bread and wine with his disciples, instructing them to partake in remembrance of him. So the symbolic elements, the use of bread and wine in communion, symbolize the body and the blood of Jesus Christ and gives us a reminder of his sacrificial death and for our atonement of sins. So in partaking of communion, it's not only remembrance, it's gratitude. And communion serves as a solemn moment for believers to reflect on Jesus' sacrifice and express gratitude for the profound redemption and forgiveness of sins achieved through his crucifixion and his resurrection, which we celebrated this Easter. During communion, it's also a time of self-examination and repentance. And I will read two scripture verses, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. And in Matthew 26, verses 26 through 28, Jesus said, now as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take, eat, this is my body. Please join me in prayer before we partake in the bread. Beloved in Christ, as we gather around the Lord's table today, let us remember the profound sacrifice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The bread and cup symbolizes his broken body and his blood shed for the forgiveness of our sins. May our hearts be filled with gratitude and reverence as we partake in this holy communion, uniting us in faith and love. Let it reflect on his grace, seek his presence, and renew our commitment to live according to his will. May this sacred moment strengthen our bond as a community of believers here at Stutz and draw us closer to the heart of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's partake the bread together. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said to them, drink of it, all of you, for this is the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Please join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, we lift up this cup in remembrance of your blood, poured out for the forgiveness of our sins. As we drink, we thank you for the new covenant and for the grace and mercy you have lavished upon us. Make us one with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's drink together. So we have one closing song, but rejoice, for he is risen indeed. Go out and share the light and the hope of the risen Jesus, and have a blessed Easter. Thank you.